This is the history. Yesterday we talked. If you have Udaharantim, Atra to Udaharantim, Imam, if you have Purat, this Panapurja, Panapurja Vijapasit, Asit, Dasi Pati Ajamila Namna Nastra Sadatya. Dasya Sansarga Guru. This Karnakubja is still there. It is now known as Kanauj. And within the division of Kanpur, it is very old city, presided by Brahmins especially. Still, in that city, the most inhabitants are Brahmins. Just like Nadia, Navadvi, it was formerly, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, inhabited by Brahmins, learned scholars. So similarly, in northern India, this place, Kanauj, since very long, long time, it is a very celebrated place. Now this place is very much famous for manufacturing perfumes, rose water, scented apples, like that. Anyway, it is history. Long, long ago, there was a brand, Vijo. Vijo means twice born. First birth by the father and mother. That kind of birth is obtainable by any person, man or animal. As soon as you take birth, there must be father and mother. Without father and mother, there is no question of birth. Therefore, in the human society, they do not take this birth as very important. We are very much proud of becoming American or Indian on account of birth. But according to the Vedic civilization, simply the birth by father and mother is not very important. There must be second birth, Vijo. V means second, and Jo means birth. So according to the Vedic civilization, a human being must be trained up to become Vijo or take his birth second. This is human duty. Sarad bhavit Vijo. Janmana jayate shudra. Simply by ordinary birth, by father and mother, it is shudra. But the civilization is how a shudra or less than shudra can be elevated to the position of a brahman. That is civilization. So, as I was explaining yesterday, that if you keep people fourth class men, then that is not an enhancement of civilization. Attempt should be made how a fourth-class man can be raised to the first-class position by culture and education. So this, Ajane, he was trained up by his parents to be a qualified brahmana. What is a qualified brahmana? You have heard many times. Sama, Dhamma, Sattam, Savucam, Arjabam, Pritiksya, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Atitam, Brahma, Brahma, Sabha. These qualities should be developed. First of all, Sama. Sama means equilibrium. In the mental position, mind is never disturbed. There are so many causes of the mind being disturbed. When the mind is not disturbed, that is called Soma. Guru Rabhidu Kena Na Vicharlati, that is perfection of yoga. Janalabhya Chaparangalabham Mannati Nathikamatatha Jasmin sthiti guru nāti dukkhe na na vichālati. This is true. Mind is very clear. Even 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was advised by Krishna that you make your restless mind fixed up, he frankly said, Krishna is not possible. I see my mind is always very much agitated, and to control the mind is exactly an attempt to stop the wind. joy is not possible. But actually his mind was fixed in Krishna. So those who mind has been fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna, they are conquered. Their mind is fixed. That is what. Sabai mana Krishna padara vinda vachans vaikuntha gunana varna. These are the qualifications of Maharaj Ambarish. He was very responsible emperor, but his mind was fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is what. So this is Brahmical qualification to practice how to fix up the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is the perfection of yoga. Yoga means not to show some magical feats, no. Real perfection of yoga means to fix up the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the last conclusion of the yoga chapter, sixth chapter. Yoginamaki sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan sajati juma sami sutsutamovata. That was encouraging to Arjuna. Because Arjuna thought, then I am useless, I cannot fix up. But his mind was already fixed up. Therefore, Krishna encouraged him, don't be discouraged. Anyone whose mind is already fixed up in me, all right, he is the first class, topmost yogi. Therefore, we should be always thinking of Krishna. That is Hare Krishna. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that means your mind is fixed up in Krishna. That is the perfection of yoga. So to become a Brahmin, this is the first qualification, to keep the mind fixed up, not being agitated. Come on. And when your mind is fixed up, then your senses will be controlled. If you fix up your mind that I shall simply chant Hare Krishna, and take prasadam, no more business, then the senses will be controlled automatically. So these are the different stages. How to become a Brahmin? Sama, dama, and sattam, truthful. Truthful means, in one sense, ordinary truthful. But real truthful means to know the absolute truth. Absolute. So that absolute truth is absolute truth. Krishna. We are searching after truth. What is the truth? What is the relative truth? But when you come to Krishna, that is absolute truth. Sarvakaranakaran. This is truth, then what is the cause of this truth? This is the niti. So, when you come to Krishna, so above him, there is no more truth. Krishna has no cause, but he is the cause of it. Sarvakarmaka. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi. He has not, people ask generally, that everything has cause, what is the cause of Krishna? The answer is anadi. He has no cause. That is God. Anadi, adi, he is the cause of everything. Anadi, radi, govinda, sarva karana karana. So, if our mind is fixed up in Krishna, then, naturally, the senses will be controlled. If we fix up our mind that we shall not do anything, virabhrata, bhajanti maan virabhrata, this is determination, that I shall have nothing to do without Krishna, then you are first class yogi. Vijo, Brahma, everything. So these are the qualifications of Lord Vijo. Vijo is primary qualification of becoming a Brahma. Sanskara Bhavijo. By sanskara, by the formative process, one is initiated, that is called Vijo, Ritya Janma. The spiritual master is the father and the basic knowledge is man. This is called Vijo. Ritya Janma. Second one. So, after being Vijo, when the spiritual master sees that he is acquired sadhata. Sadhata means these four things. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no bath. Taking bath, rising early. These are called sadhata. These are brahminical qualities. So, this Hajami was very nicely trained up, born of a Brahmin father, and his father trained up. But unfortunately, when he was a young man, he was passing through the road, he saw one Sudra is embracing another Sudra near a prostitute. Now it is very common affair all over the world. A man is embracing, kissing. But this was not allowed in gentleman society. If the Sudra, the fourth class man, they used to do that. Sometimes, not always. So he was a young man. Naturally, when he saw that a young Sudra is embracing another young girl, Sudrani, and she is not properly dressed, she became attracted. And they were drunk. So in this way, he fell a victim of that prostitute. He liked that prostitute, and later on, he remained with her, and he had very good wife, very respectable family, Brahmin, but he forgot everything. That will be said, Nastra Padacha, the loss of all Brahminical qualities. You are so much trained up, and still, by seeing the sex behavior of a Sudra and Sudrani, he fell down long years ago. Now these things are very common affair. How the young man can say? This is very difficult. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given one panacea, chant Hare Krishna. That can save. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Palo, Nasti, Iva, Nasti, Iva. By practicing the tapasthan, yoga, nothing will help you. Because the age is very fallen. Especially mentioned, Palo, Nasti, Iva, Nasti, Iva. Otherwise one cannot. So he lost all sadhata. Pranukubdi Vijakasti means someone. Every Brahman was very elevated. One, someone, Kasti. Kasti Dasi Bhuti. And why he fell down? Because he married one maidservant, prostitute. The prostitute class you will find in the history of India. But they are a class, a low class woman. Otherwise, in gentleman class or higher class, namely the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, it is not possible to mix a field, for example. They still, in respectable families, the young girls, they are not allowed to go out, not to mix with any. Really, first young man is her husband, and the father, mother selects them. This is the problem. So, prostitution was existent. Now I do not know what is the position, but in the low class, dasi, metsa, sweepa, metsa, one could mix and have the advantage of prostitution in the lower class, not in the higher class. So therefore it is stated that kaki dasi puti, dasi, not the married wife, but dasi puti, in metsa. And his name it was Ajami. Dasipati Ajami, Namna. So, what was his condition? Nastra Sadachara. He had no, he lost all the Sadachara. Sadachara, these are the Sadachara. To rise early in the morning, to take bath, attend Mangalarati, chant Hari Krishna Mantra, read books, Vedic literature, and get Kushalam, always some prescribed duty for Krishna consciousness. That is called sadhana. So, Ajami, on account of this association of these prostitutes, he lost all good qualities, sadhachar, and then he took all available professional for earning money. That will be described next time. Thank you very much.